Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to Megan 8 Live. We are bringing it to you from LaBelle, Florida. It is round two of the Southern States Bull Riding Finals. And let me tell you, we got a big one here tonight. This is it. This is for all the money. These guys, we have already crowned the 2009 champion of Wagner Luciano. He did win the round last night with a score of 86.5. Now, let me tell you, these guys are down here. They are geared up. They want the finals winners. So they're going after Wagner in a big way. We've got some great guys that have some great pull tonight, and we definitely look to see if that's going to put the pressure on Wagner to get it done. We've got, just to let you all know, the our second place guy is John Mastrangelo. He's actually Alan Pippen's traveling partner. They come down here from Georgia. He comes in with a score of 83 points. Then we got Wesley Cryer sitting in third place with a score of 82.5. Then we've got Lane Hartzog with a score of 82. James DeSantos with a score of 80.5. Then we've got Timmy Smith with a score of 79.5. Austin Gross with a score of 77. And bringing it out is Kevin Rooster McKeeman with a score of 76. Now, that 10-point difference, I believe, was going to be enough. Without Rooster being able to get in any kind of money last night, I think that put him out of it. Wagner Luciano has been crowned the 2009 champion, but he wants the finals championship. So he's going after the 2009 SSBR finals belt buckle as well. Now, he did get a belt buckle last night. Really nice one, I might add. But let me tell you, he's got a lot of pressure on him. He's got a lot of guys that are riding his tails tonight looking to get it done. You know, we talked with BJ Carter on Making ATV just a little bit ago. You know, that's one of them there. We've got John, who's already coming in here with a score of sitting in second place. He's going to look to redeem himself, too, as well as catch up with Wagner, see if it's going to be enough to take the overall average. Now, they are going to have 33 bull riders down here, and then they're going to go into a short round. So, rodeo fans, it's going to be a great opportunity. Now, we want to give you all the play-by-play action. Rob Smets is going to be down there. He's doing the broadcasting. We apologize if you're not able to really get all the action. We will catch you up. We will have a Making 8 TV broadcast as well, but we will have some highlight clips posted on Making 8 TV, so you're going to have the opportunity to see that. We want to thank all the guys, Ross Hill and JoJo Sullivan, all these guys that had an opportunity to stop in and say hey to us, as well as Wagner Luciano, who was able to say hey to his family back home in Brazil. So it's a great opportunity, rodeo fans. Hopefully y'all will stay tuned to us, listen to the broadcast as we bring you all the play-by-play. Now get ready. We're going to bring it down to Rob Smets in our pre-rodeo ceremonies here. We're going to have the national anthem, the whole bang. So rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip, and we'll see you in a few.
Thank you.
gentlemen, welcome to the third annual Ronald McDonald Charity Rodeo. Participants for the grand opening ceremony. We have put together eight young cowgirls who have dedicated their time in bringing you our opening ceremony. Please welcome the Ronald McDonald Rodeo Chick, Miss Kelsey Hampton, Cheyenne Bryant, Brianna Davis, a.k.a. Peanut, Ashley White, Morgan Walker, Deanna Foster, and Gigi Maldonado. Let's give the Rodeo Chicks a big round of applause. And today, carrying out our nation's color, the honor guards consisting of several agencies. They'll be coming out in full force. Lee County Sheriff's Office, the State Fire Department, Resort Fire Rescue, and the Lehigh Acres Fire Department will be carrying the colors. And then, of course, finally, the man with the best of plans, the ringmaster for today. He is the only five-time world champion qualifier. He's known worldwide as the number one toughest and most fearless athlete in the world of rodeo and professional bullfighting. He is the 2006 DRCA Hall of Famer. Stand up, stop your feet, and put your hands together for Ross Perez!
From Texas to this heat wave you got down here. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Tell you what, Saturday night, the Final House SSBR Finals. Got a bunch of great bull riders on hand. We are going to have a real good time. I'll tell you what, in 1888, very respected performance to a cowboy contest was held. Since that time, many cowboys have turned to taste thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But tonight, a little more than 100 years later, the dance continues. With today's modern-day gladiators doing well with up to 1,000 pounds of homemade blue skin and red meat. So without further ado, let's meet the bull riders of the SSBR! And a national title on the line tonight. As in any sport, there's always some cream that rises to the top. The first young man that I'm going to introduce to you, he comes from down the road here, the 05 SSBR champion, Mr. Jason Wade. He comes from down south a little ways. Two times the Brazilian champion. This is my friend, Mr. John Tosato, the 06 SSBR champion. The next guy, Ron Corbin, he's another one of your own. I'm wanting to be my eyes and face. We are strong for the world. Folks with four names. I'm so proud for the body. Mr. B. Joe Porter. Because for 28 years, the job they're going to do, being the bodyguard tonight, is a job that I've done forever. The first man from Orlando, Florida, Mr. John Cox. Next young man, watching his second SSDR finals, our buddy Chris Caruso. We're live from Farmer Kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy, but me can't hack. Early to ride, early in fact. Thank God I'm a boy. Hey, man, when he comes from Monroe, Alabama, I put on a profile contest out in Las Vegas. He is the two-time winner of the Red Dress Invitational, the top of the world. How about it for the whole show of Alabama for Mr. Ross Hill? And the man that's going to entertain us tonight from Mr. Ross, Tampa, Florida, he will make you know for your life in the Lord, Mr. Kenneth Schumacher. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand and join us in a moment of prayer as Mr. Vicky McDowell, Pastor Vicky McDowell, steps out for prayer.
I want to thank you for allowing us to come out tonight and to be together. And Father, I just ask that you would just lay your hand of protection upon these animals and these riders. And Father God, I just pray that you would touch somebody here tonight. Bless the ones that need to be blessed. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to come out. Father, and I just ask that you would bless this bull riding tonight. Father, I ask that you would bless everybody with travel mercies going home. I ask that you would bless the stock contractors taking these bulls home. And Father, I just thank you for everything you have done in our lives and everything that you're going to do in our lives. And Father, we give you all the glory. Amen.
National anthem and God bless America. She's a rising country singer. She came all the way down from Nashville, Tennessee. Please give her a warm welcome to KC Dodge. coat wearing.
Hey, don't run him over here.
Being happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Hi, everybody. Woo! If you do this a whole lot tonight, you'll stay warmer.
All right. Well, we're going to start it off, this next man with a bang. Anybody here from St. Cloud, Florida? This is the 07 champion right here. This is my buddy, Mr. DJ Carter. DJ's got a good ball here tonight. This is 21 states. In 2007, this was the fucking goal of the SBR Finals. So we've got the champ against the champ right here. And we're great for the equipment. But this mean green John Beers, that's why we're coming from. She's number five.
Number five, all my money. So the wicked comes, I know you're lying.
Curtis, what are you guys doing out there? What are you doing?
Well, we're just getting ready. I got my partner over here tonight.
Your partner? What's your partner's name?
That just is Bubba.
Bubba? That's Bubba, huh?
Bubba, yes.
What do you got, Bubba, going? Pac-Man over there or what?
Yeah. Hey, we're just waiting for the boys to come over here so we can show off a little bit.
You're waiting for the boys to come over here?
Yeah, I show you how to
show out, all right? Watch right here. He's racing around the room. Off his lapel, we've got one round. Well, this will have to catch somebody. Everybody gets away safely. Let's see what the judges have. Please, these feet. And my man, Steve Bowden. They're going to do something like this. Back again. Get the record. Let's begin. Party. Let me hear some noise. How about you, Portis, for Mr. Carter? That's how we're going to start it off tonight.
Alright, now, let's move on.
Fort Canoe, Oakdale, Florida. It's Rick and Moody. Now, this is the draw that I'm looking forward to seeing. This is a possible go-round winner. Swift and Moody, this day was a world champion bucket for the great Moody Spoon. A leading prodigy of raising young girls right here. Let's see what gets done. Here comes National Bank. Cue number six. That's where the action's coming from. All the war riders, they wanted this goal. Get out there, man. Oh, good little ball. This one kind of got away a little bit tonight. Mark wishes he could hide him back. Come on, LaBelle, be hospitable.
I ain't as good as I want to go.
Hey, you don't have to play my song. I've been there, done that. Every once in a while, I'm still as good as I once was, but oh well. All right. We want you to look around our arena right here. You'll see a lot of our good sponsors, the Seminole, Oakley Indian Village, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Criminal Justice Protection. Now, let's move on. Drew Carmichael, Buckingham, Florida. Oh, Drew, the girl's screaming up there. All right, Mr. Buckingham, let's see if we can get it done right here.
You like the way that sounds?
Gentlemen, 394 Gorman, Chris Stewart, Paul, coming out of the sheet number three. All the Western Wave Rank Supplies. You need some wranglers, some Justin boots, or just some feet for your horse. You can go on down there to Alba Ranch and Barn Supply right there, Western Wave. Now, it's all yours. Why don't the horses hear it?
Praying on the wood.
Here we go. Woo! Oh, hustle, it's a little smart, bro. Well, come on, don't let him leave like that. You've been good doing all night.
Alright. Well, if I was a bull rider, which I'm not, never have been, don't want to be, but this is a bull rider name. Ricky Winner right here. Oh, baby okay. Florida on the Pac-Man.
Okay.
We're gonna stay up. We're gonna move up one shoot. Self heating and air conditioner. We need anything but air conditioning tonight. But if you have problems with your air conditioner, we can get it fixed. Yes, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You know, you better be careful up there walking that fence.
Don't worry, I am a professional athlete.
You are a professional athlete?
That's it.
Oh, boy. Huh? You better be careful. No, don't encourage him.
That was pretty hard because nothing.
Hey, my Alabama fan, she's not going to encourage you. I'm going to tell you that right now. Filipino and air conditioning. Here we go, Ricky Langhorn.
At the hotel room.
Oh.
At the hotel room.
Well, I'm going to tell you things got real ugly real fast from my good buddy, Mr. Winger. Come on, let that be hospitable. What happened right there is Ricky left the chute riding right-handed out of a left-hand delivery. That bull beats him out of the chute. Gets him to the end of his riding arm, and then the next big jump jerks him down and almost makes him kiss him right there. That's what happens when you get beat out of there. All right. Stockbridge, Georgia. Back on the rocks is the bull. Alan Tipton, the bull rider. Metro School, Federal Credit Union, shoot number one. That's where the action's coming from. We've got all these great sponsors right on the shoot, guys. Once again, we want to thank Ronald McDonald House for being the title sponsor event for the CR Finals. We couldn't do it without us. Like a duffel bag. You pull that rope through the palm of your hand, around behind your wrist, and back through. Here we go.
Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the...
Oh, my God.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
That's it. He wins.
Jeff, you know one thing about it? What happens if he keeps getting off like that? Jeff.
Yeah, I am.
Do you know what happens if he keeps getting off like that?
You know what?
He will never hurt his ankles.
That's true, but he should get at least 9 from all the judges.
You think a 9-point score for the dismount?
Woo!
All right. Well, you know what, Miguel? Do you want to see one road tonight?
Can it up?
When the street gate opens, you hurt my heart and make some noise. We got to get the momentum down on the front rider's side right here. This man tonight, he wants you behind him. Last night, he was 82.5. What's the car? Matt Julian, Tennessee. Street number 5, never going small in a traffic. This is Costa right here. This bull's always been real fast in the last 2 years. Hustle, 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 we got him.
Yeah,
whoa.
Loud to me.
Well, I told you that boy always got rid of the white hat in the last 2 years. He's been ridden twice now. Let's see what we have. Oh, we're going to like it. I'm on a leaderboard change. 85-1. You know you make me want to kick my heel and watch me alone. 167-1. We're going to see Wesley back in the short round. Let's move on. Arcadia, Florida, Mr. Austin Gray, Seacoast National Bank, shoot number 6. This is risky business. Chris Stewart bucking bull right here. Good draw right here. This is a good bull. Slide up to an easy notch his head. And risky business makes a short night of it tonight. Come on, LaBelle, be nice to everybody, Mr. Austin Gross. He needs a little support right now. Roscoe, you better be careful. He'll try to put a horn in you. Oh, you don't think so? Well, just walk right on in there. All right, well, Austin Strickland has arrived 77 points on his first one. Let's see what happens, if that'll hold and bring him back in the top 10 guys or not. Let's move on. Okeechobee, Florida. Newt Matson, right here. The club, 011, the club. But going for first. This is Clay McIntyre. The ball, the misfit. Now that's a trick for either one of them. Clay, he's a little bit of a misfit himself. But you know what? If you're going to be a bull rider, you need to be a little bit of a misfit. You can't be all just top dead center on the bubble. You've got to be a little off one way or the other to be a bull rider. Bull riders all got their bubbled up. That's it. Get up there, Clay. Get up, get up. Oh, yeah, we like this. Who had the dog bell? Little more than Clay, right there. Let's see what happens right here.
And everybody have an up on.
Don't come around this no more. Oh, I like it a little more, James. How about 86 points for Mr. McIntyre? So that 86 points is going to put him in there awful deep. We will probably see him back in the short go tonight. Watch my buddy old Melmo. Melmo's breaking the loop out. Mr. Quintero will hang it on one now. All right. Well, we cheered for the man from St. Cloud earlier. How about another one of them? Leonard Porter. Wild Bill. Jamie Randance Moore right here coming out of the Philippines and air conditioning shoot. One more time.
So
now, this show here, the scoop
now.
On Wild Bill,
so
this isn't
brother.
What a bull rider would
now.
Say is a bull rider
so
friendly
brother.
Kind of bull.
Now.
The scoop on this bull end, he's
so
pretty heavy. Got a lot of drops to him. That means on that front end, he really drops down. Jerks a lot of bull riders down over the front end. Really going to have to get up there, stay out,
get
just out to ride this bull. Philippines and air conditioning, and that's where we're coming from. Well, I told you he likes him down there on his head. He just squat him down and spit him out. Show him some love, LaBelle.
Don't him.
That one right there will send you to the dentist in a hurry. Well, I want a lot of dentures out right there. Let's move on. Alamo Western Away Land Supply, one more time. Did we have some people here from Okeechobee a little earlier? Nobody from Okeechobee? All right, well, our pro rider is Henry Carson on the Pretty Boy board right here. Oh, look, Bunchy John Coffee. Now, Weasel, we got him. Everybody walks away safely tonight. Come on, LaBelle. Help him a little bit. That's all he's going to do. Rob Cabin Barbecue, that's where we're going now. Jimmy Smith, LaBelle, Florida! I thought I'd wake you up a little bit. Well, I tell you what, you got a hoot and holler here. Tiffy was 79.5 points last night. If we want him to come back to the top four guys, we definitely need him to have 3 points. So when this game bangs up, you make a lot of noise, you help him. We need a score right here. And it's all right to have a little hometown favoritism. There we go. Don't let that play, Bobby. You just cut your hair down. We're going to do it. Rob Cabin Barbecue, shoot number four. That's where we're coming from.
Yeah.
Come on, put your hands together, stop your feet. We're going to run down for the man from the barrel.
They come to three to the four. Everybody jump out on the dance floor. Every girl asks you how she want more. Light up your blocky feet.
Guys, here we go. Come on, LaBelle, show some love for your hometown band. I tell you what, the toughest place to win is always in your own backyard. Now, let's move on. Anybody like Brazil? Let me tell you one thing about Brazil. They have a lot of good bull riders. They got a lot of good bucking bulls. I went down to the bull ride in Barretos, Brazil. 30,000 people a night at the bull ride. Arcadia, Florida, where we're going. No, not 28, 29. J.W. Torch from the Ricky. Good roll is the bull. Everybody's shooting. Number 5, that's the last number 5. We also want to thank our good friends. Ooh, watch this little boy. There's a coffee, watch it.
Sunday morning.
Come on, let me help. Give it up for him.
I put my head in my head. That didn't hurt. And the bill I had.
Go down to your court right there.
Wasn't bad, so I had one more. For his
bill. Oh, he's fighting in on him. Watch, watch, watch. Nope. Well, as I was mentioning earlier, we want to take this opportunity also to thank the Growing for Future Generations, Doodah Diversified Land Company, Gator Hammock Gator Rub right there. If you want some hot, saucy, spicy rub right there, the Gator Rub. Criminal Justice Protection, you may need some of that, Rob. Oh, we're living in Alabama. I'm telling you that, didn't go, didn't go. This is summertime. Who cares? We're anything but summertime around here tonight. Everybody, you're all the players. Hope you're here tonight. We thank you for the 15-string. Up there, you, for dragging us tonight. We appreciate your sponsors here. Dr. Pepper, 23, Patola, Stefano, hopefully the Indian Village. You can go down there and get the sand. We can go over and go to the Hard Rock and play a little cards over there, too. Everybody, farm equipment, that's where we're coming from. Just about done getting that rock. Life is so easy. Good morning, though. Somebody's got to quit hanging with them. Watch it, the rock top for Weasel! Now, Roscoe? Ooh! This week's out there touching on the head. Weasel, thank you. That's better be careful. Come on, give it up for the Foo Fighters. That little extra's just for y'all. Come up there, just a little bit. All right, let's move on one more time. To the heat and air conditioning. That's where we're going. This is Bobby Mapro, Georgia, Florida. All right. Boston. Boston's the boy right there. What we're able to do right here, you're running and standing up on the two-foot right there. He's pulling the rope. The bull rider's showing him how tight he wants it. Down through his hand, behind his wrist, back through the bottom of his hand, tying himself on there. That is fire in the hole. Would it be appropriate to set time out too many players on the field? Oh, set that gun right there a minute. That man won't go to him to put a partner down there. Watch yourself, Roscoe. Still got one behind you. What do you got there? Cowboy boomerangs right there.
So I kept your college on a surprise.
That old cowboy boomerang now. Oh, what's up there? Well, we got fire on both ends of the air right here. Looks like we're standing in a real good place right now. Your back, what's your back? Hell no, here you go. There's the company you've been looking for. Now, that's my buddy, Mr. Quinn Carroll. The arena police right here. Gonna ask you to leave. Here, guys, let me show you something, all right? Just one time. I'm not old. I'm the old guy around here, right? Look, come back. There you go. Okay. One more time with this cowboy boomerang. They will come back to you right there. What are you selling them out, Raptor? They're coming through the stamps with them. Cowboy boomerangs right there. Throw them out, bring them back. Nemo's sliding up here. Yep, we can play a little Jeopardy around here. One more time, I got this great opportunity. We want to thank you all very much, of course, to Ronald McDonald House for bringing the SSBR Finals to Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, the Seminole, Hopefully Indian Village, Dunn Coast School, Federal Credit Union, 13 and air conditioning, all the Western Wedding Ranch Supply, Bob Cabin Barbecue, Everglades, Key Coast, Jerry Robin, the Duda, Diversified Land Company, and the Criminal Justice Protection Program. Hopefully none of the bull riders need any of that. Maybe Buckshot will. Would you please leave?
I'm sorry, I would have got in here a second ago, but the gate was locked.
Kenneth, we're bucking balls. What are you doing?
No. Here, buddy.
Come here a minute. Yeah. With what I'm kind of seeing, I don't know how I want to be up that way.
No, before I knew they were going to have the big firework display.
There was a big firework display.
I had been working all day on my own fireworks, and then they did that, and I never got a chance to set it off, so I figured I'd do it right now.
You guys want to see some more fireworks?
Yeah, all right. Woo!
Yeah.
You know, everybody loves fireworks.
Well, everybody, but I mean, that was quite a firework display we saw.
No, that was nothing. This is going to make that look like, oh, you're going to love this.
You're not wasting our time.
No, this is professional fireworks at its best.
Something with clown and professional fireworks that just doesn't go together.
Well, for what I get paid, this is pretty good.
For what you get paid, it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Your assistant, what are you doing?
He's wiring it up. What we're going to do, we're going to lift the charge down there to the fireworks down there at the end, which will be the big explosion that you'll hear.
We're going to send an electrical charge down there, and then there's going to be an explosion.
Yes. So, if you folks have cameras, you might want to move closer toward the fence.
Okay, and if the smart ones of us, I think I'll go to McDonald's and go get a cup of coffee. I'll be back.
Excuse me.
No? You don't want me to leave?
I'm sorry to swallow the bug. Hey.
You swallowed a bug.
I don't want you to leave because this is going to be really fancy. I did this for you. I knew you was going to be here.
You did it just for me? Just because I come from Texas for this great warm event?
That's right. And you know what? I don't just go out to the store and buy just any old firework. I actually make these myself.
This is a homemade firework.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You want to know what's in it?
What is in it?
First, I started out with four sticks of dynamite.
Four sticks of dynamite?
That's going to be the big boom that you're going to hear.
Yeah, I'm going to say a big boom.
And I put in TNT.
Uh,
Well, that's 7 sticks of dynamite.
Is it right? Because I really don't even
know. You don't know the difference.
I don't know what TNT is, but I put it in there. Then I put in 5 ounces of nitroglycerine.
Nitroglycerine? You mean nitroglycerin?
No, Listerine.
Nitroglycerine?
Yeah, because when it blows up, it just kind of leaves the air minty fresh. And that's a good thing at all.
Oh, it's going to leave the air. Okay, the air fresh.
And then the last ingredient was I packed it all together. I stuffed it all in there with about a half a bushel of horse manure.
Horse manure, huh? What was the beginning of that? Horse manure.
Manure, yeah. That's what we use when it gets real cold down here.
When it gets real cold down here, okay.
Hey,
I'm going to take about 5 steps back, all
right? This is going to be spectacular.
All right.
Hey.
We got more bulls to buck. Let's get something spectacular and get it done.
Now, it's going to be real big, so if you got little kids, hold on to them.
If you got little kids, hold on to them. All right, get ready.
Okay, hey, do we have any kind of music we could just put some pretty music on for the firework display? Just any old thing. Okay, here we go. Folks, get your camera on high speed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Whoa, wait a minute, hold it. Are the wires hooked up?
You know what?
What?
It's usually pretty loud, but that time it wasn't.
That's a pretty long deal. Well, you know what?
I don't know.
Do you think you need to go check it out?
Well, maybe it's because of the cold weather that the wires are not.
Because of the cold weather.
Russ out here wiring it up. I don't know if he knows what he's doing or not.
I was wondering when you had Russ out here wiring it.
Let's try it one more time. I'm sure we can figure it out.
One more time. It's going to work.
Okay, here we go.
Take that wire. 3, 2, 1, go. Whoa, that's the wrong explosion there.
Did you see it?
No, but I heard it.
I am so embarrassed. I come all the way from Tampa. That's almost, well, it's not really that far, but I did come all the way up here.
Well, hey!
My bombs haven't been going off. It's been raining and it's been cold all week.
What?
I don't know.
Here. What are you doing?
Let me get a look.
Hey! What are you?
Oh, that's her. That's my good leg.
Oh, God. Kenneth, what are you doing?
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional.
Yeah, I can tell you're a professional. That's why it worked. Now what are you doing? No, don't put it between your legs.
I'm trying to get the top off of it so I can see what's wrong with it.
No. Oh, Kenneth.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Hold on.
What?
Hey, come here, Einstein.
Einstein, what happened?
You hooked it up. You hooked it up backwards.
What? What?
You got the wires backwards.
The wires are backwards.
That's all it is. I just re-fixed it. Look, he's got them backwards. You hooked the red to the red and the black.
Oh, no. Come on, how about it for cash? Well, I knew he was anything but a professional when it came to bombs.
Love.
Are y'all ready to see some more bombs? They rolled the ball.
And it makes a fiery
ring. Well, let's see how we're going to start it off. Come back with my buddy. One of the first times I saw this young man, we were up there in the Georgia Dome. He was 90 points on the world champion bucket boy Mossy Oak Mudslinger. This is my buddy Jake McIntyre right here. One more French Florida. He's got the bros to pay. Well, we moved up one. We're rolling now. Have a great fight.
Department.
What you drinking, baby?
Final qualifier in the Stu Wrestling and the tie down rope. Tell me.
Mr. Lowry's the spot contractor. Good goals, we've got plenty of them. This is 90, Axo. This is the son of the great Paul Houdini, probably the all-time leading reading star in the business. So this girl's got the genetics behind me. Put up heating and air conditioning, that's where we're coming from. Charlie Lowry on the back of the suit, got things up. 90, Axo, Cabrol, Roger Luciano. This is the man that's in the lead for the SSBR O-9 Championship. Now, Axo's right down in the shoe. Wagner's retooled, going to have to loosen up. We're going to have to get him up right here. Retool and get things set one more time. When I start talking about all-time leading sires, our sport about 20 years ago really got into the breeding programs of our animals. You know, horse racing, raising good dogs down in Mexico, the fighting bulls that they raise, they've been into breeding programs and the genetics of our of those animals for a long, long time. But about 20 years ago, they started deciding that, you know what, we need to start crossbreeding some of these great daughters out of these good bucking bulls. And they started crossing them with each other's livestock. Our program's gone hog wild. Last year, Mr. Tom Pruitt from North Carolina paid over $300,000 for one bull. The business, the buck up through the roof. The genetics, people are paying $300,000. Harry Nelson had the two bulls from $1 million 3 years ago. What do you think, sir? What is it, sir, gorgeous? What's got going on there? All right, let's watch the man on the lead for the SSBO Finals right here. Wagner! This bull's squatting down. Wagner's moving on up. We're going to see if he takes him from right here. One thing about it, he's got to get up the lead. Nope, not tonight. This is Sean Wagner.
I know it. Well,
what about your outfit there?
You like this?
Yeah.
I figured if the bulls see me with a set of horns, they would leave me alone.
You think if they see you, whoa, you think you're just that stout that if they see you with horns, they're going to leave you alone?
No. Did you notice you have little ponytails?
The little ponytail? What, do you think you're a Viking or what?
No, they'll think I'm a girl, bro, and they'll leave me alone.
A girl, they'll leave you alone. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, hey, last night you were telling us that, you know, you could help us with getting some dates around here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So you decided some girls to go out with?
There's some pretty girls in here.
There are a few pretty girls around here. They're fun to rough, ain't they, okay?
If you want to say something, I'm not looking your eyes out.
The big guy next to her, that's about right. Hey, why don't you go up in there and see some of your lines? I want to see how you do here tonight. Well, you got the walk going down there, that's for sure. All right. Wagner, let's see what we get done here. Okay, here we go. Astro!
Gotta get that.
My judge is sorry?
Gotta get that, Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that.
Alright, that's the man that's currently in the lead for the SSBR Championship.
I got
82.5 points for Wagner! Officially on two, he will be the number one man coming back at this time. Now, you know, I talked about young guns. The good thing about young guns, they show up with no fear. They chase the title with all their heart. You love the passion that they have. This is a young gun. Joe Sullivan, Buckhead, Georgia. This bull comes out of an AFR bull. This is prime reward. One more time, Charlie Lowry. Good breeding programs. Mr. Lowry's all about it. Log Cabin Barbecue. That's where we're coming from. Oh, how about it for Mr. Lowry's bull right there? Make sure I work of it tonight. I see JoJo limp a little bit back there. Give it up for Mr. Sullivan, please.
Because you had a bad
bull. Well, we're starting to wind it on down here where we're going to get ready for going to the short, though. Brandon Hendricks, Mayo, Florida. Oh, they're hollering over here for Brandon now.
Well,
Brandon, all I can tell you is you've drawn good. Prime action. One more time, back to Charlie Lowry, the Everglades Farm and Equipment Shoot. This is another son of the great bull that Charlie had go to the national finals on several occasions. We just watched the half-brother, Buck JoJo, off. This young man right here has got his hands full. Brandon Hendricks, Mayo, Florida, Everglades Farm and Equipment. These cowboys all night. How about the fucking stock of the SSBR and the stock contractor? Well, you want that guy right there to go anywhere he wants to.
He knows.
All right. Let's move on to another rookie. Winter Haven, Florida. Richie Maddox. Nightmare, Charlie Lowry, one more time. Obviously, there's no day off around the Lowry outfit, but the bulls, he's got plenty of them. Here we go, one more time. Log Cabin Barbecue. That's where the action's coming from. Got a slide up slow and easy. Right hand delivery. Here we go. John Copsey, Roscoe, thank you. Weasel, where is that? Nice job on the bullfighters. Everybody walks away safely. You can always see that it's a game of inches, and now you know why we make sure we say a prayer every night before we start this deal. Come on, LaBelle, he can hear you right now. That's all he's going to get tonight. The momentum has shifted. It's back in the ball's favor. We got to get it back on our side. When the gate bangs open, I need you to make noise. Auburn, Alabama, Lane Hartzog, 82 points last night. We need another one of those. LaBelle, we need to get into the short round. How the Western Wind range fly. Shoot number three. That's where we're coming from.
That's all I'm going to let it do. All the talking.
What are you doing, Kenny?
I'm bored.
You're bored? Why are you bored?
Because I haven't had any bulls over here in my area, because I want to show you some of my new bullfighting.
Well, what about your outfit there?
It's the newest thing in Florida.
What are you doing with those nunchucks?
Kung Fu bullfighting.
Kung Fu bullfighting?
Yeah, I get him and I give him a chop.
Kick him up, stop, and walk.
I'm going to knock a piece of bacon right off his face.
Okay, well, you're sure. Now, you know you can get hurt with those nunchucks.
I know. So I've been practicing. I'm not only an expert at the Western skills.
You're not just an expert at Western skills, but you can do the
Eastern skills, too.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Easy! Whoa!
Yeah!
Hey,
you want to see me really go fast?
Okay, real fast.
Let's try this at home, kids.
Okay, go ahead.
Woo!
Whoop!
I just broke my nunchucks.
You broke your nunchucks? Oh, no. Here we go! Help him! Romeo, we need to ride one! Come on! We got him! There we go! Well, I told the lane with every 2 points last night! Let's move back to Bellsmere, Florida. Bobby Lassero, Fosbury. One more time, the Phillips Heating and Air Conditioning and Services, shoot number two. On his right hand, coming out of a left hand delivery, the first jump's going to be the most important. You got to get up there. This is Brian Jones. Ryan Jones, well, it didn't work tonight for Ryan Lakeland, Florida, for 323.
He took the island net in the
room. Come on, Lord, LeBron, give it up for him. That's all he's going to get tonight. You've been good about it all night long.
Sure, let's go.
We got a few young men from here in Bellsmere tonight. We got another one just about ready to go for you. Suncoast Schools Federal Credit Union shooting number one last night. This young man got jerked down on one, slapped the bull prior to the 8-second whistle. Otherwise, he'd be sitting real deep in the first go-round. This is my buddy, Buckshot Morrison. 445, Riverbend Bucking Bulls. That's where we're going right now.
Land him right over here.
Are your nerves just okay?
Yeah, we're better now.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Buckshot. As I've been mentioning, we want to thank the great sponsors of the SSDR, the Seminole, Oakley Indian Village, Judah, Diversified Land Company, Tanner Hammond, Peter Rugg, Seacoast National Bank, Everglades Farm Equipment, Log Cabin Barbecue, Halber, Western Ware Farm and Ranch Supply, Phillips Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ware Buckshot's getting ready to come to you from Suncoast School and Look Credit Union. Also, our good buddy, a guy's barbecue, takes care of the crew around here. Also, y'all looking for some place good to go to in January, the 29th, 30th, and 31st, Homestead PRCA Rodeo. You want to check out more about it, www.homesteadrodeo.com. I can't see your pretty Buckshot, so come on, we got to do something here. I don't want to lie to him. Okay, come on. All right, here comes my man Buckshot. One thing about him, he comes with no fear. Double up Buckshot. Now, try that easy. Trying to get this bull to look out into the arena. You don't want a bull looking out the backside. That's when they turn around and come out backwards. Now, he ties up. Here we go. Oh, wow. Which way to go? We're not sure any of us, but he's coming back for more. Oh, come on. Give it up for my buddy, Mr. Morris. Please.
tell you what, the sunny beaches, sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're cold. Tonight it's a little bit cold for my buddy Mr. Morrison. Now, let's move on.
And warmers.
You got the backdrop says that he's got Sal moving the chute. Buckshot's going to get the option of a rewrite. Do you want to see him get out another one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. So far, whenever you guys have got behind the bull rider tonight, we've got one ridden. This next young man was 83 points on his first tour. Los Angeles, Plainfield, Florida, 83 points. He needs another one. So come on, when the gate bank's open, you gotta help him. Stop keeping an air condition.
I'm going to come up. What do you think,
Chuck? You want to see some action over here? Well, action out here. Let's go. I'm in the middle. Let's go. Let's go. Over here.
That's the way I like it. Let me tell you.
Wait a minute. Oh, whoa, wait, Kenneth. That line's awful far back.
You're right.
Don't you think it ought to use it? What? What are you doing?
Said you get nice and
long. No. Your line's way too far back. If you're fixing to fight, you got to get up there where the action is.
This is my area right here.
Your area right here, huh? You're Bubba. Oh, you're on patrol?
Yeah.
Alright, you're off the clothes. You get ready. Come on, help him look now. This is the man we gotta get behind. The gate bank's open. You hoop and holler. You should be over 80 points.
I'm a rocket. Posted in the cut, and I'm looking for a blockhead. Look in my white. See, I bet the paper back.
Well, it didn't work because you didn't help him. Help him now, please, because that's all he's going to get.
Back over there.
Be careful.
You need to draw your line over there.
All right, well, I know maybe y'all have been saving it. Anybody from Miami City, Florida?
I'm Carson.
Right now, I got a good friend of mine. He's the 05 SSBR champion. This is Mr. Jason Wade. 97, River Bend Bucking Bull right here. Alba, Western Wear and Ranch Supply, seat number 3. That's where the champ's coming from. My daddy always said if you best the champ, then you beat the champ. I'll take Jason. Here we go. It's the Wade Ride Run for us. Oh, come on. Oh. It didn't work. Watch out.
Woo-hoo.
Hey. I'm retired, but I'll rip your ears off.
You've been told.
Me, my
you've been sound.
Let's move on. Mr. Wade falls by the wayside. We're about running out. Log Cabin Barbecue. Shoot number 4. This is Justin Walker, Lafayette, Florida. He's yours. I'll tell you what, as I mentioned to you earlier, and anybody in our sport will tell you, it is always so tough to win at home. You always try harder in your own backyard. You've got all your friends here come to see and support you. You know, but you've got 35 other guys that are competing right here. The last thing they want to do is see you win. They don't want you winning in your own backyard. They come to beat you now. Log Cabin Barbecue, shoot number 4, that's where the action is coming from. Run 51, River Bend, one more time. The bear's been bucking real good so far tonight. He's got him a tie down rope on his hands right here. Rope them when they're up, tie them when they're down. He's real good at it. Oh,
little Charlie. Ah, there's a door, big little door. Here we go.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, he means business.
Oh, Lord. What?
Well, here we go, my brother, Mr. John Thompson, here, with a big kick to the high right off his head. John says, it feels real good out here in San Francisco right now.
You're standing still in a no-parking zone. You don't get a move on that body, I'll be...
All right, we're going to move on. All right. I started dragging on this young man earlier. Brazil is where he calls home. This is all his silver. I mentioned earlier in the night, the first time I got to go down to Brazil was at the Great Bull Riding in Barretos. 30,000 people a night. Let me tell you what, half the staff down there, they love bull riding, and there's a bunch of young men down there that do it very, very well. This is another one. Well, Cameron Barbecue, that's where it's going to come from. My buddy Mel Moore says, let's go take him to the fire. Now, Tim Minnable, he's got other things on his mind. He's wanting to go down there and find my buddy from Old Guy's Barbecue. Have something down there. Mel Moore said, no, we got to go. Mel Moore, hold him back door. We'll bring another one for you. So the boss says here, but if you got it going, come on. Mel Moore, just bring him to the fire. You got him moving, go on with him. Here we go. If you are there, we need to get him moving now. We got it. Go. Keep going. We're good. From the left side on a Brazilian rope by riding with this style of rope, Our bull riders always hang up at a pole if they fall out away from their hand. A Brazilian rider will not, because his hand will come out. The only way they hang up is they hang up into their riding hand. That rope pulls different, everything's just completely opposite. Really important as a bullfighter to pay attention to what type of rope those bull riders are using. More and more American guys are starting to use them also. It pops out of there. Thank you, guys. Don't worry about watching. Thank you, Ross. Here, I'm watching now.
Woo-hoo.
Give it up to my bullfighters, please.
Hey, I think this cold weather is giving everybody a bad attitude.
Got a little hot in the kitchen right there, but my buddy Mr. Hill likes it that way.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Me. Let's take him to the barbecue. Oh, here he comes. Very big one.
Step around Emma.
Good job there, Cowboy. Next time, bring some of your friends.
Well, I got that. It was close. We didn't quite make it. Self heating and air conditioning. Trip number two. That's where we're moving to. That is the man who is the champion. And the Thunderbirds from Brazil. Maybe in a half point on his first one. We need a score. Very high to the score right now.
Okay,
to bring the score.
I'm looking at my judges. Now, what I want you to realize is each judge has a stopwatch in his hand. You may hear that whistle blow, but my timer ladies are up above. They don't have the same look as my judges. So depending on what the judge sees as that ball leaves the chute, breaking the plane, and I got a thumbs up on this side, I get to take a look even here for you. 8.12 seconds right there. Yeah. 18 points for Mr. McIntyre. We've been hearing about it all week. This is the Donkey Derby. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Coming in the blue, dressed in blue, Mr. Tim Bouchard. On Call Me When It's Over. I got Mr. Tim Bouchard on this little piggy dressed in blue. My buddy the sheriff, Mr. Steve Wooden, dressed in purple on the Terminator.
He's a fan favorite.
And Rick Murphy in the green. Go, go, amigo.
Right.
The rules now, get it?
Okay, Rob, what we're going to do is when I say go, they're going to take off. They're going to run down there around that little cowboy.
We're going down around the cowboy at the end of the tape.
We're coming all the way back.
All the way back right here.
Right here's the finish line.
Right here to me.
You're the man on the finish line.
On the finish line.
Now, the one thing they got to do.
What is the main rule?
They got to ride their donkey all the way around there.
They got to ride the donkey all the way around.
And they can't turn
you
loose.
You got to be on the back when you get to the finish line. You can't be alongside him.
Okay, all right. Not ready?
Get the ranks over their heads. Let's get them all turned around.
We're having a little problem over there with the officer.
My trooper's having trouble over there.
He's trying to cheat already. Look.
Mr. Bouchard, there can't be. We can't have the law dog cheating.
Okay. All right, here we go. On your march.
Go! Go! Here we go! You've got to be on your donkey's back. Steve Wynn, the sheriff, been trying to cheat up. You officers are awful bad about cheating in this event. Now, Steve, hang on. Here we go. Oh, no, look at him. Close my body. Bill is going to win another one. Oh, Mr. Phillips, three months in a row, and it's over. What happened? Too much go
Oh, I'm putting my bell for Mrs. Bill Peltier out here. Deputy Assessor.
I want to have a recount, though.
We want a recount. We want a recount. One photo gets you every time. 5 steps. All right. You're going to join the Bellevue Derby. If you will give us about... All right. Bringing in the head of the boss man from the criminal justice, Maldonado, with the trophy to the Donkey Derby. Come on, boss.
That's right. Where's he at? Where's the winner at? Phil. Run again. Did you cheat? 5 steps, he said he won. We need to get Steve Nisbet and Amanda Nisbet out here for 1 second. And she's running, coming down. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Nisbet from Ronald McDonald, of course, he put this whole thing together. And of course, we have Amanda. She is running into the arena really quick. However, there's one more person that we need down here. And where is Romero? Where's he at? Romero. Romero from the Henry County Recreational Board, where are you? We need you down here real fast. Where you at, Romero?
While we're getting ready for them to come down here, Country Oaks Elementary and LaBelle High School will be closed Monday due to power problems. I was just told that just as they were leaving the arena right here. So Country Oaks Elementary and LaBelle High School, Monday, you're off.
All right, here comes Romero coming around the corner. He's going really fast. Maybe we should have got him a horse or something. Come on, Romero, hurry up. Okay, so, Romero, you didn't want to do anything earlier, so we're going to make you do something now. And one of the things we're going to make you do is accept our gratitude with this plaque that says, the Ronald McDonald Third Annual Rodeo. It says, presented to Romero Rodriguez, and we are grateful and appreciated for your hard work and dedication on behalf of the Third Annual Ronald McDonald Charity Rodeo. That's because he actually spent days out here putting this together for us as far as cleaning everything, making sure everything is great. And without him, it could have been done this easily. So, again, can we give him a big round of applause, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 10 more balls for the short round. We just got to get our ball right and start for the short round. But Steve, we need to take a picture. Huh? Where's our cameraman? We need to take a picture.
We're going to take a picture. We're going to take a picture. Where's the camera guy? Anybody else want to take a picture?
We're going to be back in about 10 minutes for the short go-around. How about a quick song from the lovely Miss Casey John? Thank you.
My name is Casey John. I'm 20 years old, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. And that first song I did write, and it's called Riddle to My Rhyme, and it's playing on the radio. So I hope you guys can hear that. So listen on the radio. And for this next song, I'm going to call out a volunteer. And this is my buddy, Alan. So, Alan, let's give Alan a hand, you guys, first. So I wrote this song for you, and it's a love song. DK, if I sing it to you? Okay, this is called Tell Me You Love Me.
About you, and I wake up in the morning.
We're going to get ready to start the final round shortly. Casey John's last song of the night, and then, of course, the final round coming up. Don't go anywhere. Keep tight. Of course, thank you for being out here tonight. We're going to get started here in about 2 more minutes, right after Casey is done singing. And thank you very much. Let's give her a big round of applause, folks.
Check 1, 2. There we go. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. This last song I'm going to sing for you guys. I do want to let you all know that I have CDs for sale and t-shirts. My booth is set up right over there. Do you guys remember Elvis? Oh, I didn't hear nobody yell for Elvis. There we go. This is called Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. Oh, I feel so lonely, baby. You make me so lonely. Crowded, you still can find some room where broken hearted lovers do cry away their pain. Oh, I feel so lonely, baby. You make me so lonely. I feel so lonely, I get there. Oh, the bell hops keep flowing and the death or death. Come back. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they never gonna look back. Oh, I've been so lonely, baby. You make me so lonely. I've been so lonely, I get there. Oh,
thank you, guys.
Give it up for Casey Johns. And coming up right now, he is close. To get ready for the final 10.
You're playing guitar with your...
Yeah.
We're going to be about 5 minutes. We're getting the draw just right. We've got to total up some scores. The scores you heard a little bit ago were unofficial. We will be right back with you.
No, I'm a little bit older. I just want to use your love in the dance. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I just want to run you up the top.
A minute and a half. morning too. There was girls from Argentina, and I can't stop, man, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together in Canada.
B.J. Carter!
the Cookie Monster. That might be DJ himself. He may be the Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster belongs to Charlie Lowry. As I told you about Mr. Lowry, former National Finals Rodeo contestant himself, now in the business of raising top-quality pro rodeo livestock. He coached National Bank, shoot number 6. That's where the action's coming from. The big Q right here from our buddy BJ, coming out of a right-hand delivery, right to left-handed. All the action's going to go away from this right hand. First jump out's going to be the most important. Really got to reach, get out all over that front end, and right in front shoulders right there. If you start that behind on it, this bull's going to make short night of it right here. It'll be over before it began. The first jump's going to tell a story right here. DJ gets there, got a full pass across the top of the fan. That's sitting there like you want it. Pushes it up behind his wrist. Now, back through the palm of his hand, literally tying himself on right here. Gonna slide up slow and easy. He comes down to the bench, do that trick. That's where we're coming from. The Cookie Monster. And DJ Carter, here we go. I tell you what, when you see something like that, that's as good as a heavyweight prize fight. Two champions going at it. Give it up for my buddy, Mr. BJ Carter. You can't try any harder than that. Yeah. Bucking bulls earlier. This is the best thing that we've got. Everglades Farm Equipment, shoot number 5. Jimmy Lafaro, 45 of the River Bend Rodeo Company. 81 points on his first bull ride. Let's see what he can do right here now. Help him, Romero! Well, I reckon we got a score now. Let's see what happens. Thank you. second bar. Number five man coming back. Juan Mastrangelo, Aiken Parade. Charlie Lowry heard one more time. Phillips Heating and Air Conditioning Services. That's where we're going. Shoot number two. 83 points on his first one. Now we got to look at it. Wagner Luciano with 169 on two. That means he's got to be at least 86 to tie what Wagner already is. 86 and a half, and then he has to hope that Wagner busts off D1 Ditto. There's no night off right here. There's no guarantees. They don't read buckles. They have no respect for nobody. Let's see what gets done. How about the one horn wonder right there? Give it up for John Mastrangelo right now, please. Okay. Well, my one McIntyre, he didn't have much luck, but we got another McIntyre in the mix. This is Clay McIntyre. 86 points earlier tonight. River Bend one more time. This is 42 right now. Oh, the Western McIntyre right here. Here we go. Right there with Clay. The full's kind of wadded up in front of the chute right here. We're going to let him back up just a little bit. Now, slow down here right there. Watch the chair.
Thank you, Ted and Jim. Back at the wagon.
Let me get all that shit out. Clay, get everything back. Seen in my life. For 9 days, they ride bulls in Barreto, Brazil. and they will get 30,000 people a day. They love bull riding, and they have bucking bulls down there. That's why we see the big influx of Brazilian bull riders, because there's a bunch of them, and they do it really well. Now, the camp's about ready to go. Getting things set. Here we go. Slide up. In his head. All right. Now keep in air conditioning.
Thank you, thank you.
Ray, good job on a taser.
Ready?
You're getting 161 points on T head right here. Here's a young man that can do it. Already got two balls written at the SSBR finals. May as well finish it off right. He's got the momentum on his side. Got two goals already done. Let's ride three. Hustle, hot dog. Hustle. Well, he wants to go over and check out the judges now.
And the whole five championship. money.
Oh, man, you with your own. It's on. You got money. Somebody back.
You know, the big thing that I noticed about Ryder, how I talked about the Brazilian style bull ropes, Ryder rides with American bull ropes. He doesn't ride like a lot of Brazilians pulling that rope across the back backwards. This is an American rope, but you don't want to bump off away from your hand, you will hang it right. Now, the chip, the clear. I get the signal, we're looking. I got a back off right there. It's not gonna work. Now, I'm waiting for official endings right here. I do have my year-end champion, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. We got found a Halloween ride issue right here. All right, Roger's gonna get one more. We're gonna have to run him up in here.
You know, well, I'm kidding by cold beer on Friday night.
A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
All right. Land Hard Dog's currently in the lead.
See the love in my woman's eyes. See the color of a love child. No mother's love.
All right, Land Hard Dog out of this was 241.5.